producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Our society is becoming a massive tyranny by every metric. The biggest reason is television and the laziness of the general public. The establishment basically exacerbates it, rides it, surfs it. But at the end of the day, you want to know the problem, you want to know why we're in so much trouble, look in the mirror. In fact, can we intro the next segment with the V for Vendetta piece we have? I know why you did it. You were scared. Why shouldn't you be? Terrorism, biological warfare, and more. And the government offered you security. All you had to do was stay silent and submit. And so you did. But now you've lost every basic freedom you have. And you're not safe. You're getting more and more unsafe every day. Because those that give up liberty will only get horrible degradation, slavery, and tyranny. To paraphrase and expand on what V was saying. Mark Dye says another video, Infowars.com. PrisonPlanet.com. Video. Some Americans think Martin Luther King just died. And I talk to people with PhDs and stuff, and they are amazed. PhDs in psychology, sociology, astrophysics, you name it. And they'll be amazed that I even know anything about their field or that I'm trying to show off. When that, it's just so interesting. And I'm a generalist. I have general knowledge of all sorts of things. And it's not because I'm a show-off or something. I'm not probably that smart at the end of the day. When you think of egghead smart, mathematician smart, but I am street smart. And if you're street smart, you want to know knowledge. Even if you're a sociopath, knowing how things work can make you very rich. In whatever endeavor you're involved in, culturally rich, financially rich, spiritually rich. And I look at this video we're going to play in the next segment, the audio for radio listeners. Radio listeners can go to Infowars.com/show to find the free video feed. We got Mark coming on middle of the next hour. And Mark just goes out there for like 30 minutes. He doesn't need to stay out there all day to get idiots who think that Martin Luther King was the first man to walk on the moon and stuff like that. I'm not joking. This is the way the general public is. So you see a headline like this, and you know why this is happening. Middle class decline looms over final years of Obama presidency. No, that's not a Weekly Standard or Washington Times conservative headline. That's Reuters. Middle class decline looms over final years of Obama presidency. Biggest decline in the middle class since the Great Depression. Here's another nice article out of the Japan Times. Richest 1% will hold half of world wealth in 2016, Oxfam says. That's the Oxfam Global Charity breaking it down into Davos, Switzerland. And I'm going to decipher why this is happening and why it's going to get a lot worse. I mean, we all know the basics, globalism, centralized rigged games. But you go look at the top 1% of the 1%. They've got something like 65% of that wealth. So let's be clear. Well over a third of global wealth. In fact, I forget the precise number. It's something like that. Guys, will you Google ultra-rich have over a third of world's wealth? I want to say it's 40-something percent. And then, because they always just say 1% to confuse people. But that top tiny little percent of the 1%, you can look up the numbers, they hold almost all of it. And then they're waging war on the middle class. When you look at the Dutch and British royalty, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, people like Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, I mean, they're the ones. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and they're funding ending free market. Well, yeah, they're pulling up the ladder to the hot air balloon they're already on. They don't want us on the hot air balloon. They're kicking everybody off of it.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days. And I've been able to keep it off, too. My wife's like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this Oxy Powder.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
We think, just let me think.
I suspect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
Sounds like that.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation.
Stop it! Stop it!
The truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance, coercing your conformity and selecting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide.
decide the fate of humanity, the time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Monday, the 19th day of January, 2015. Mark Dice, documentary filmmaker, best-selling author, political analyst, media analyst, will be joining us. He's done it again. The video is on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. He joins us in the middle of the next hour. There's a new video. Americans think Martin Luther King just died and was the first African-American to walk on the moon. These are not cherry-picked from idiot Californians. These are liberals. We're able to do the same thing in Austin. The so-called trendy liberal is so stupid, so uninformed, it boggles the brain. And again, I use the term, they would call themselves liberals. These are TV head, trendy, fascist supporters who are dumber than a sack of rocks. Now, mainline Republicans aren't much better, I'll be honest with you. But at least they want private property and the right to self-defense and family. They're silly and they're ignorant, but they've got guts, and guts is enough to rip off one more time Full Metal Jacket. But these people are scary. I've sent my reporters out in Austin to go to the trendy areas, and people that brag that they've got degrees in chemistry want to ban hydrogen monoxide on tape, and they start hitting on Leanne McAdoo.
Yeah, I've got a degree in chemistry. I agree we need to ban hydrogen monoxide.
That's water, of course, ladies and gentlemen. We use that as an illustration of carbon dioxide sounds scary, like carbon monoxide that'll kill you. Carbon dioxide is what plants live off of, and then they put off oxygen for us. We had a caller, though, last week that brought up a point that is a concern for fossil fuel burning, that it basically destroys oxygen when you burn stuff. That is a good point. And oxygen levels are dropping. But see, don't ever expect any real environmental angle to come out, because special interests don't want that. Genetic engineering, overfishing, stuff like that. Nanotech. I'm not an obstructionist. Most major scientists that are involved in this say there's a good chance some of this is going to end up destroying us or coming awful darn close. Like the old legend of Atlantis developed some power source that blew up the whole island. Now, I don't know if Atlantis was real. Plato said it was in a history book he wrote that's incredibly accurate. Plato said they had batteries with electricity. People didn't know if it was true until about 200 years ago when they found a bunch of them in Greece. They since found them in Rome and Spain, over 2,000 years old. But I'm digressing. Excuse me. We are headed the way Atlantis went. So I don't know if Atlantis was real, but Atlantis is probably just about ready to happen. I want to have a controlled Atlantis. A controlled new Atlantis. And now that's high-level Illuminati talk right there. They say they want the new Atlantis. I see them building the new hell. I'd like humanity to make it. I'd like us to have advanced technologies. I'd like my children and grandchildren and their children to live with your children in the future and have access to all that and not kill each other mindlessly. Instead, I see the opposite of the Atlantis society. The good things of the fabled Atlantis. No war, peace, high technology. People reportedly lived hundreds of years, longer than they do now. Whether you believe that fable or not, whether it's based in some truth, the legend has some kernel to it. We have the Elysium of Atlantis within our grasp. The golden fields of Elysium are within our grasp. And the elite have made the decision that you and I will not have access to that. They behave and operate as if we don't exist anymore, as if we don't matter, as if we're bugs to be swept out of the way. As Ray Kurzweil said, you may not take the brain chips and merge the computers, We may allow you to live, or we may just step on you like a bug, because our intelligence will be like that of a god compared to man today, or that of a human to a roach. I'm paraphrasing his quote. You can look it up. And that's a popular refrain. They will achieve godhead, and if you try to get in the way of it, they will kill you. You can say, well, that's not going to happen. Really? I don't care whether it's Peter Thiel or Ted Turner. They're all obsessed with life extension. They're all obsessed with one world government and merging with cybernetic technologies. And why wouldn't they be obsessed with it? Everything that Galton envisioned in 1855 has basically been realized. So I got to hand it to the British royal family and the Rothschilds that put their money behind the Galton plan that all major modern sciences now basically come out of. He didn't just invent biometrics and eugenics. He basically started the whole program because he had the funding over the British Royal Academy, the most powerful academy in the world then and probably now. And our world is, to a great extent, the competition between free humanity and what we've built and what the globalists have built or hijacked that we built. So there's two parallel systems operating, but now the technocracy is finally on its legs. It's not a baby anymore. It's a 14-year-old man, and it's about to be a 20-year-old man and then a 40-year-old man in its prime that is ready to go. And free humanity is in a poison stupor in the ditch, rolling around vomiting, basically. While right next to us is growing the powerful force that is going to strangle us. And the scheme of time, if you want the allegory, the 14-year-old is walking across the street to where we're in the ditch, and every step he takes, he's a year older and bigger. And by the time he gets to us, we're in a lot of trouble. And he's already gotten to us. We're obsessed. We're being programmed by the iPhones, the little computers that spy on us and track everything we do. The grid's already gone in our houses. We're already eating the GMO. The chemicals are being added to our food. We're being manipulated and controlled, all on record. They admit the entire plan. And they think the public is so stupid, we won't wake up to it. And I'm going to tie all this in today. With middle-class decline looms over final years of Obama presidency. Got to get rid of that middle class. They're uppity. They are a stepping stone for the poor to become lower middle class, upper middle class, nouveau riche, wealthy, established. So the great consolidation is now happening. And it is the one-tenth of 1%. Or roughly 6,000 elitists and less than 20 families in Henry Kissinger's own organization's analysis, superclass, written by the head of the Kissinger group at the time, Rothkopf, and I agree with this analysis, 6,000 superclass. We did the math. It's something like 0.00000, what was it, 0.42? It's not 1%. It's a fraction of 1% that is waging all-out jihad, all-out crusade, an all-out holy war on any independent system, the family, any independent wealth, anything private that you don't want known, that's got to be known. This is a full domination, a usurpation, a conquering. We face an organized scientific takeover that, as I've said, might as well be a deep space alien attack. If I was an advanced species and I wanted to take over the planet and just kind of get rid of humans without wrecking everything in a big war, if you frontally attacked 7 billion people, even if you had super advanced technology, it'd tear everything up with the humans fighting in their death throes. But if you took them over this way, with compromised leaders, a they-live scenario, poison the water, the food, the culture, get kids addicted to computers, interfacing, proto-matrix, into-matrix, the plan would actually work. And I'm not saying it's deep space aliens, like David Icke's saying. Are you saying interdimensional? I'm not saying it's that. It just might as well be that. I mean, that's what we're facing, total extermination. But first they're going to exterminate our minds, our will, because they have metaphysical rules. They are not allowed to kill a conscious human who hasn't joined their club or who hasn't agreed to their program. It's a metaphysical rule. They have to either get us to join them so we can be destroyed or have us destroy ourselves through choices so we're no longer human, then they can kill us.
What's the best way to keep secret from somebody? Well, you give them something that they want so bad that they don't care what you're hiding.
The year is 2007, and 20% of the state of California is employed in real estate.
We live in a capitalistic nation of kings and prey upon the greed of the selfish pawns.
Based on a true story.
We created the American dream, where everybody could qualify for one of these loans.
Americons. In select theaters, January 23rd.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Attention Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Everybody knows dice are loaded. Everybody knows.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost.
Who are we fighting, though?
Everybody knows the fight.
Who prosecutes the war?
The poor, stay poor.
Who are the social engineers, and what's their goal? We know there's a global private corporate shadow government now coming out in the open. Who runs it? What do they want? Oh, I've gone and researched who they are and what they want, and they're quite public about their plan for you and I. And let me just say, it's not a very nice plan. And I don't know why the average person gets violently angry if their neighbor's dog craps in their yard, or if you catch the neighbor's teenager stealing a six-pack of beer out of your garage. I remember one time I had neighbors down the street whose dad's gotten a huge fist fight because one of the teenagers stole beer out of his garage. The police came, everything. I look back on that. Would grown men fight when the globalists write books about how they put poison in the water to brain damage and lower their children's IQ? No, it's the government. Let's just trust them when they're doing that. See, that's what I mean. It's we're just here comfortably taking it all. I'm going to break down the real elite, what their plan is, how it ties into the middle class disappearing, according to Reuters, under Obama. We'll look at how that ties into this Japan Times article. Richest 1% will hold half of global wealth by 2016. It's a tiny percentage of that that actually holds half the wealth. And if you count all the derivatives, well, they hold a lot more than that. So we're going to be breaking that down and tying it into a special report video up on Infowars.com by Mark Dice. Some Americans think Martin Luther King just died, first African-American to walk on the moon. Remember Angela Merkel, the Deutsch chancellor? Well, the German chancellor marched days after she tried to ban anti-open borders, anti-globalist, anti-Germans having to pay for all the welfare of the illegals. Germany is a first stop for criminals. Aggravated criminals around the world are allowed into Germany by the socialists and organized into brigades to then become the social workers and rule over the Germans, who are too prideful to be basically government minions. Well, German police ban anti-Islamic rally. Again, German police ban anti-Islamic rally, citing terror threat. French news agency, for your safety, the nationalist groups not allowed to go out with their German flags and say that they don't want completely open borders. And so they had riot police come out and break it up and stop it. There you go. Yes, stand up for free speech of Charlie Hebdo when France and other countries are banning free speech under EU. First, it's don't deny the Holocaust. And sure, that's unsavory, but people should be allowed to deny it if they want to. And now they're saying don't deny global warming. Well, global warming is natural. So is cooling. The only constant is change. Now they call it climate change. If you deny that, they want you arrested. And fines are actually being levied in Europe because they have a right in Europe not to be flooded, you see, and not to die in a catastrophic, you know, world calamity because of the climate. And so they're moving towards restricting free speech across the board and calling for Lord Monckton's arrest. Well, now German police ban anti-Islamic rally, citing terror threat. Notice how AFP bills it like it's anti-Islamic. The truth is it's pretty mainline right-wing nationalist, getting very popular, winning a lot of seats in the German Reichstag or their parliament. German police banned a planned rally by anti-Islamic PEGIDA movement and other public open-air gatherings in the eastern city of Dresden Monday, citing a terrorist threat. It's for their safety. It's, quote, patriotic Europeans against the Islamicization of the country. And they, Occident. And they protest open borders and criminals being brought into the country. Sounds familiar. They got Democratic Congressman out, Gutierrez and others today, saying it's a Selma moment to open the borders to all of Latin America. Really, I can't go to Latin America and get free health care. I can't go there and get in-state tuition. This is pure bull. We're going bankrupt. But they make it, oh, you're anti-Latin American because you don't want totally open borders. Yeah, absolutely. I don't want to be Mexico or Guatemala. Have you been down there? I wish nothing but great future to all those people. Like the Rod Stewart song, Forever Young, man. That's what I want for everybody. But I'm here to tell you, I'm not going to pay for everything because I'm white. I'm not guilty. I hadn't done jack squat.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We sold out all our freedom for Hollywood Babylon. Why, we know who's in People Magazine, but we don't know what the government's doing with all the surveillance data they're stealing on us. Hollywood Babylon. Let's go ahead and go to a clip from August 28th, 1963. I Have a Dream, Martin Luther King. How different is this from what we see from the Justice Department and George Soros spending $33 million to start race war and a war with the police in America?
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red God. Sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners, will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood? I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.
That part was key.
Come certainly hasn't happened yet, and if you look at what the government has done, wedding black women to the state, blacks are obviously, by every metric and every statistic, worse off under the invisible or foggy tyranny of the Great Society than they were under the open tyranny of segregation and that oppressive system. Because an enemy and an attack that is open will make you strong. An enemy that's creeping and cold-blooded is the plague, to paraphrase Cicero. The traitor is the plague. And by every real metric, health metrics, family metrics, economic metrics, on average, black people are worse off than they were in 1963. Go look the numbers up. It's incredible. And under Obama, in just 7 years, double the unemployment rate. You know who else is in trouble? The middle class, period. No matter what color you are, the American dream is in trouble. More debt? 110 million people not in the workforce? 47 million people on food stamps? Another 10 million or so on supplemental food stamps? That's almost 60 million. That's double. And you don't want to blame Obama, but he's the figurehead for the dumbed-down public. For new listeners that tune in that don't understand what's going on, I got to say Obama, because then they know what I'm talking about. I talk about shadow elite. I talk about social engineers. They've been conditioned. That doesn't exist. But let me tell you what's getting liberals' attention. When they get cut now under Obamacare from 40 hours to 25 hours, that's happened to more than 14 million people in the last 2 years since that kicked in. And now here's the headline, Obamacare penalty may come as a shock at tax time, Washington Times. Going to garnish your wages, going to keep your tax refund, going to grab your bank account. Remember, they promised you that wasn't going to happen. And everybody said, well, why is the IRS the enforcer? It's right here in the bill. Shut up, racist. Well, the public knows that word, racist. They don't know who Martin Luther King is now. People don't know who Chuck Yeager is. People don't know who George Washington is. I'm not kidding. You see the different polls out every year from college students and high school students where 40-something percent can't name one founding father, where 70-something percent can't name the three branches of government. I mean, the numbers vary, but you've all seen those. But let me tell you, they can tell you who the quarterback is for the New England Patriots. If they're from Florida, they can tell you who the quarterback is for the Gators. And those very same people in an elevator or at a restaurant will say, hey, how about that Cowboys game? That was a bad call, right? And you go, you know, I don't really watch football. Oh, you're some kind of idiot. You don't know Jack Squat, do you? Yeah. No, I just know about the battle formations at the Battle of Waterloo. I know about the Rothschilds. I know about them crashing the stock market and taking over the British Empire in 1815. And I know all about the Charter of the Federal Reserve. And I know all about Pratt House and the CFR and British intelligence. And I've had intelligence agencies from foreign governments and domestic come and visit me. I live in the real world. See, I don't live in football land. Sorry, I'm not very manly. I've just been visited by the Mossad and the CIA and British intelligence and the FBI and the Secret Service and federal marshals. I just break national news stories every week. I am the most listened to radio broadcast at the Pentagon. And I'm not bragging about Alex Jones. What I'm saying is, I live in the real world, ladies and gentlemen. And the real world listens. Not that I'm even perfect or have all the answers, but there's no other radio that even the establishment can tune into. Don't you think when you're an insider and know how things really work, it gets old watching CNN or Fox News? Don't you think it gets old seeing the twisting and not seeing representation of how stuff really works? Because that's how it really works. You've got less than one-tenth of 1% that really has half the wealth. And they're waging war on the middle class and pushing higher taxes when they themselves are exempt from it. And I'm going to break that down in a moment. It's a fact. They're pulling up the ladders that everybody could get up. They've decided prosperity is not the way to go. They've decided Renaissance isn't the way to go. They've decided Dark Age, infighting, race war is the way to go. They've decided totalitarian management is the way to go because the future doesn't need us, and the elite have made the decision. And so even though half of an American history textbook on average in public school is about wrongs done to minorities to make people guilty, so they can then be guilty and do what Democrats and Republicans tell them to do, or they'll be called racist. It's all there with just dumb, empty-headed kids, white kids to feel guilty, and minorities, who are the majority in most areas, to then feel wronged and race-conscious and hateful. To bring in a new management system of racism. Quite a trick. And to do that, they've had to dumb down the public, and they've done a fabulous job. Videos up on Infowars.com. Some Americans think Martin Luther King just died, that he was the first African-American to walk on the moon. Almost three decades after Americans first observed Martin Luther King Day, some beachgoers in San Diego believe the civil rights leader only died recently, with others thinking King was the first African-American to walk on the moon. King was murdered on April 4th, 68, nearly 47 years ago. But when media analyst and author Mark Dice confronted San Diegans with the news that he had just passed away, the reaction was not as expected. Yes, it was. These are not cherry-picked. He's coming on. We've talked to him. We don't need to cherry-pick either. It is shocking how dumb they are. They signed a petition to add birth control drugs to the water supply. Students at the University of California accepted abortion in a can fruit juice drinks, endorsing 19th century communist ideologue Karl Marx as the president of the United States. These are past videos. Obama supporters signing a petition to eliminate free speech and the First Amendment. Signed a petition to repeal the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. Supported a move to end the right to remain silent by repealing the Fifth Amendment. They signed a petition to support post-birth abortion up to age three-year-olds, making infanticide part of Obamacare. It actually is being promoted now for real. Signed a petition to support making euthanasia of senior citizens mandatory part of Obamacare. Actually, the author of it, Ezekiel Emanuel, called for 75 and up to be terminated. Can anybody say Logan's Run? My mom's in that movie, I should ask. Pretty funny. She's in a scene. Supporting a move to release all illegal aliens from prison, no matter what crime they have committed, and then giving them free U.S. citizenship. That's already happening. Signed a petition to grant Obama immunity from all crimes he commits while in office. In another video, San Diegans also expressed their view that not liking Mexican food was a racist form of bigotry. See, all they know, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, is to hate white people, even if they're white, and to hate anything pro-life, and to hate any form of freedom. Just like in Germany, that you are not allowed to go out and protest open borders. Anything else goes. But free speech is banned while the president marches for free speech. So let's go ahead and go to this video of the San Diego Airheads. Thinking that Martin Luther King was the first black person to walk on the moon. Here it is.
As you probably saw in the news, Martin Luther King passed away this morning. So Oh, it's one of my favorite speeches. The Kennedy speech and Lincoln, 4 score. And
are you going to be going to the memorial for Martin Luther King?
This is the first I heard about it. I didn't watch the news. I don't even know where it's going to be.
Yeah, news just came. He just passed away this morning of a coronary, age of 93.
Oh, but that's
bad. Made it to 93.
That's
so
good.
So Martin Luther King, the first African-American to walk on the moon, passed away this morning. Just getting people's reactions to his legacy for the black people.
What can
people.
I say? It was a good man, no? And hope there's more people like him.
A good role model for African-American astronauts.
For everybody.
Yeah.
You know? That's
a good person. Sad day.
Yeah.
All right. Do you think maybe they'll make a holiday for him?
Maybe, you know. You never know. The world's crazy. They do a lot of crazy stuff.
But maybe a Martin Luther King holiday someday, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
To commemorate the astronauts.
I hope we don't work that day, too. So.
Yeah, that's all that really matters.
And to pay it.
Okay. Martin Luther King, first African-American to be put on Mount Rushmore, obviously a huge step in America. How much more do we have to go until we're, you know?
I know. I think a long ways.
But wouldn't you agree? At least
yes.
putting him. I mean, when they put him on the face of Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
When they put Martin Luther King on the face of Mount Rushmore, a huge step for American racial equality. Would you say?
I would say.
Well, thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you.
Martin Luther King, huge legacy for America. A favorite general in the Confederate Army, giving the Gettysburg Address, still played today. Any thoughts on how close we are to finally achieving the dream of eradicating racism?
I have no idea. I mean, there's still stuff going on in different parts of the country, like the whole, what is that, Missouri thing?
The Missouri thing.
The police shooting, that whole mess. So yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think it's better than what it was, so we'll see, I guess. I know.
As you probably saw on the news, I don't know if you saw the news in the last hour or so, but Martin Luther King has passed away at the age of 93. And we're just sort of getting people's opinions and, just sort of looking at the legacy that he's left behind here. Any thoughts on what he's done for the country, how far we've come? He passed away.
My thoughts are that he was a good man, and I'm sorry he's passed away, because we should all follow what he preached. That's my view.
I mean, this, we lost a great civil rights leader this morning.
Absolutely.
Martin Luther King, dead at 93. Any thoughts on how far we've come from his original speech?
We've come a ways, but we have a long way to go, I believe.
Are you going to be watching the funeral services or maybe attending?
I definitely won't be attending because funerals are very sad.
Yeah.
But
you won't go
possibly,
to Martin Luther King's funeral then.
No.
But maybe
possibly
watch
may
some
watch
memorial
him.
Services on
possibly.
CNN or on
I would imagine we'll all be watching because we won't have a choice.
The whole world will be watching Martin Luther King's funeral live on television.
Right.
I mean, as you probably saw in the news this morning, Martin Luther King passed away. So we're just getting people's opinions on...
I don't know if that's true.
He was, dead at 93. And so just getting some sound bites on how far we've come to, achieving the dream of eradicating racism.
Eradicating racism. Well, I'm pretty sure he passed away a while ago, so...
How did he die? Do you remember?
I believe he was murdered.
Oh, he was murdered.
He was murdered.
Well, thank you for knowing that.
No problem. Appreciate it.
Thanks for watching. Subscribe to my YouTube channel if you're new. Check out some of the previous videos and playlists on youtube.com/markdice. Hit me up on Facebook and Twitter, or check out some of my books in paperback on amazon.com or your favorite e-reading device. And stay tuned because there's more videos coming soon.
All right, that's Mark's latest. He joins us at the bottom of the next hour. We've got a clip from that famous speech back in 1963 on August 28th where he says, judge people not on what color they are, but on what they stand for, basically. Now, if you look at political correctness and you look at everything being about your sexual persuasion, what color you are, it's the opposite of a truly liberal society. In a liberal society, it's about what you stand for and who you are, and you're open to new ideas and you're tolerant. But it doesn't mean you put yourself in a group and then think as a group and operate as a group. That's called a cult, a gang-driven society. And George Soros, again, it came out in a report last week. We already told you this months ago, but it's in a big Washington Times report. He admits it, $33 million just to get the anti-police stuff going. Folks, the police, asset forfeiture, seizures, shooting homeless people, they're bad cops out there. A lot of bad training. We fight all that. But just hating the police in general, why would George Soros want that? Because they're beta testing civil war in this country. Soros just overthrew Ukraine. Regardless of what you think about Ukraine and Russia and Europe, Soros admits he was behind that. It's the same deal. They want racial division in this country. The public dumbed down, only looking at what color you are. And that's what this has turned into. Here's Martin Luther King.
I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.
Absolutely. And let me tell you, as a news manager on this company, I don't care what color a reporter is. If they're tenacious, smart, love freedom, and will go out and cover interesting news. I mean, I literally could care less. I mean, how is that revolutionary? But see, if I was politically correct, I should just hire people according to some type of, slot or something with quotas or something. I mean, that's just the opposite of freedom. We'll be right back.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a serious topic for all men. Every single man listening may have a prostate problem if he lives long enough. That's right. All of us men may suffer from a prostate problem, like urinating more often, waking at night to urinate, or problems with intimacy. That's why every man needs to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-964-7470. Prostate problems may not be an issue of if. They can be an issue of when. Super Beta Prostate's ingredient is clinically shown to reduce urges to urinate, reduce waking at night to go, and help improve intimacy. Call for your free bottle. Just call 1-800-964-7470. That's 1-800-964-7470. Call 1-800-964-7470.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to to start the next hour and really focus and do an in-depth analysis report on why they're destroying the middle class, what it means, break down the numbers. Because the public thinks of things of either you're for the environment or you're against it, or you're for the 1% or you're against it. Well, who is the 1%? It's a percentage of 1% that has basically half the wealth through fraud in almost every case. Through insider, crony, government, alliance deals. And they're moving globally to shut down all their competition and bring this tyranny in so that you financially are bankrupt, so that you can be micromanaged for the government handouts or the job you have. That's the social control. The last thing they want is people of independent towns, independent regions, independent local government, local healthy farms, healthy local markets. The system does not want that. They want global, standardized, planetary government. This is how we're being conquered. This is a 21st century system to conquer us. Also, don't worry, USDA says pesticide-laden food is safe. China stocks plunge amid regulator crackdown on margins. Papal text says man betrays God by destroying the environment. But see, it's never really helped the environment. It's, oh, go along with global government. It'll fix it. Just give your rights up. That'll fix the earth. Pay carbon taxes. That'll fix it. We're also going to look at Ukrainian troops retake most of major airport from rebels. Really good news. Chuck Norris raises red flag over Monsanto in his column in WorldNet Daily. Rand Paul takes money from Monsanto. I'm not attacking Rand Paul, but you know, he's kind of going more and more mainstream. He's a lot better than Nancy Pelosi. He's a lot better than Dianne Feinstein. I'm just saying, Rand Paul takes money from Monsanto. Chuck Norris fights him. Chuck Norris is a listener. He's been on many times over the years. We need to try to work to get him back on. And I just really respect Chuck Norris telling the truth, because Monsanto will try to go after him. I mean, look, their BT corn grows its own pesticide at 1,000 times what is naturally in corn. Yes, corn tends to have a fungus on it that's poisonous to bugs and that makes them not like the taste of it. But they put it in the corn, it grows it now, and then you eat it, and it kills honeybees that eat the pollen. It kills hogs that have been eating it in studies. And look, he's just coming out saying, hey, we need to look into this, because he isn't somebody who has bad will towards everyone. I'm not a big Rod Stewart fan. I like some of his songs, and I heard one on the radio this morning, Forever Young. I thought, what a Christian song. I mean, it really is, and it's really simple. About wishing people well, having goodwill, liking to see other people be healthy and happy, warning people. That's a normal activity. One final thing this hour before we go to break and come back and break all this down. We have what I believe from the side-by-side studies that are out there, and we have those side-by-side studies at InfoWarsStore.com, the best gravity-fed stainless steel filter system out there. It's the best, and it's lower than the competitors on average. You can get 10% off with promo code WATER on the whole family of ProPure G2 filters, you name it, replacement filters, everything. 10% off, but this month you can get free shipping, which is a big deal because filters are, you know, they're good size. They'll sit on your tabletop, but the bigger units, I mean, it's a lot to ship by USPS or UPS. So free shipping. You also have the clearly filtered family of filters. They're excellent as well, a little bit less expensive, but they reduce or cut a lot of the garbage out. We'll take some of the garbage out entirely, but it's the reductions of 99% and stuff that you want. Any filter that says it cuts it all out, you should look at that with a jaundice eye. But it is the best. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Get free shipping and support the broadcast.
Thank you for listening.
Second hour coming up.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.